News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The United States government has committed a total of $70 million to boost education, training, and employment programs for young people throughout Latin America and the Caribbean. This was announced by U.S. President Barack Obama last Thursday while addressing 350 youth leaders in sports, entrepreneurship, politics, religion, and other fields in Jamaica and the Caribbean at the University of the West Indies UWIMONA campus. President Obama says the investment will assist young people in impoverished and marginalized communities.
These investments will help young people in unemployed and impoverished and marginalized communities, give them a chance to gain the skills they need to compete and succeed in the 21st century economy.
Meanwhile, United States President Barack Obama has launched the Young Leaders of the Americas Initiative, YLAI, in Jamaica. The program seeks to expand opportunities for emerging entrepreneurs and civil society activists.
This is not your traditional exchange. We're going to seek out the most innovative young entrepreneurs and civil society leaders in the Caribbean, Latin America, and we're going to give them a chance to earn a substantial continuum of the training and the resources and the connections, the networks, and the capital that you need to make a difference.
President Obama adds that this year, 24 entrepreneurs and civil society leaders from Latin America and the Caribbean, including Cuba, will benefit from the pilot phase of the program. As of 2016, the program will provide 250 fellowships each year to enable participants to develop joint business and civil society initiatives. President Obama has stressed the importance of the Caribbean Energy Security Initiative, CESI, noting that it is expected to transform the Caribbean's electricity sector. The initiative was launched in 2014 by U.S. Vice President Joe Biden. President Obama points out that Caribbean countries have one of the highest energy costs in the world. He says the CESI aims to help move the region towards more affordable energy.
Today we're announcing new partnerships, including a new fund to mobilize private investment in clean energy projects in the Caribbean and in Central America. I'm confident that given the commitment of the CARICOM countries and the U.S. commitment, that this is an issue in which we can make great strides over the short term and even greater strides over the long term.
President Obama, who was on a working visit to Jamaica, was making a statement prior to the start of a bilateral meeting with CARICOM heads at the University of the West Indies Regional Headquarters in Kingston last Thursday. The Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, MSTEM, has signed a letter of intent with the United States Department of Energy for collaboration on the development and deployment of energy-related technologies between both countries. Energy Minister Philip Powell says the agreement will see both organizations working together on several areas of mutual interest.
MSTEM has identified the areas of energy conservation and efficiency, modernizing energy infrastructure, developing the renewable energy sector, fuel diversification, and especially in relation to the acquisition of natural gas to our fuel mix. Strengthen our governance structure and the strengthening of that, energy efficiency in public sector buildings, and introducing energy efficiency and renewable energy into also our private industry.
Mr. Powell says the government is committed to the success of the initiative and will provide the necessary technical support to facilitate work with the Department of Energy. And 205 households in Westmoreland are to receive piped water under the Bath Mountain Blueberry Water Supply Project, funded through the Sugar Transformation Unit of the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries. The $26.8 million initiative is among several social infrastructure projects being undertaken by the ministry. Minister of Agriculture Derek Kelly says the project includes rehabilitation of a 50,000 water storage tank, the construction and equipping of a pump hose, the installation of standpipes, a fire hydrant, and service connections to individual lots. The agriculture minister says the initiative will be managed by a committee including representatives of the Rural Water Supply Limited, the Sugar Transformation Unit, and the community. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.